WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Authorities in Fremont County say a Hamburg man was arrested on a charge of first-degree arson following an investigation into a fire that occurred late Wednesday night. Sheriff's officials say 34-year-old Kevin Lewis Cully was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $25,000 bond. The fire that led to his arrest took place at 1107 Washington Street in Hamburg. At around 11:50 p.m. Wednesday, the Hamburg Fire Department assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and the fire marshal in conducting the investigation. An investigator with the state fire marshal's office determined the fire was intentionally set by someone outside the home breaking a window and then spraying or pouring a liquid accelerant inside the home. Damage to the house was minimal, estimated at around $8,000 at the most. Because the fire didn't burn for very long and was limited to a single room deprived of oxygen thanks to a closed door. No one was home when the fire broke out. Anyone with information pertaining to the incident is asked to contact the state fire marshal's office at 712-308-3977 or the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424. Officials of the Cass and Audubon County Sheriff's Offices are asking for your help in conducting their investigation of a couple of burglaries. The incidents occurred Thursday, February 28th, during the daylight hours. Both took place at residences located within about 1 mile off of Highway 148 between Exira and Messina. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren said an inventory of what was stolen was not immediately available, but there is generally a common theme. McLaren said that that's generally it's the TVs and jewelry. And he said they really don't have a whole lot of information to go on right now. He says if you have a contact with anyone asking for help or directions at their residence on Thursday to call the Audubon or Cass County Sheriff's Office. McLaren says it's hard for authorities to believe the thieves stopped at both residences and no one was home. He says we've got to think they're knocking on the door asking for stupid directions or some other stupid ploy like asking for a pond a person could fish in. He said the person will break into the home if no one answers the door. If they are home, they'll come up with a nonsensical excuse for knocking on the door. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said two men were arrested early this morning following a chase that began near Neola. 31-year-old Jeffrey Haynes of Council Bluffs and 40-year-old Alan Belbeck of Neola were taken into custody and charged with the possession of a stolen vehicle. Haynes, who was identified as the driver of the vehicle, was also charged with eluding and reckless driving, while Belbeck, who was a passenger, faces an additional charge of interference with official acts. Authorities say at around 1:50 a.m., a deputy on patrol noticed a vehicle at the Come and Go store at 298th and Sycamore Road in Neola. He also observed the driver was acting suspiciously. When he ran the vehicle's license plate through the communications center, the deputy was informed the plate did not match the vehicle's description. The deputy attempted to stop the vehicle, but it took off northbound on 285th Street with speeds reaching 80 miles per hour as it entered the city of Neola. As the vehicle was pursued through town, the driver attempted to elude officers by driving through the backyard of a residence at 407 Bardsley, but the vehicle became stuck in the snow. A short foot pursuit began, with both suspects being taken into custody. County officials, surveyors, and other members of the public met Thursday during the Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting to discuss the county's division of land process, which was implemented after the passage of a resolution in January of 2012. According to the minutes of the meeting prepared by Auditor Dale Sunderman, surveyors and landowners commented that the process was more complicated than the previous process and sometimes increased the cost of surveying and the time needed to complete the process. The main item of concern was the requirement to survey the remainder of the rural tract, most often 40 acres, when the tract is divided into more than two parcels. County Engineer Charles Marker said he believed Iowa code, from the code and administrative code, required the survey of the remainder of the tract when that tract was subdivided into more than two parcels. The surveyors, however, disagreed. Well, at the end of the discussion, the consensus was that the review part of the process, to check for accuracy and so on, was a positive step and the process should be left in place. County officials will work to complete the process as quickly as they can, and the issue of whether or not the survey of the remaining parcels is required will be researched. And the matter was taken under advisement. The Harlan Municipal Utilities on Thursday approved another change order to the new water treatment plant. In a regular board meeting, the HMU board heard from Dale Sorensen of Veenstra and Kim Incorporated on the change order and the complete schedule. The change order had four additions and four subtractions, amounting to an increase in the contract by slightly more than $15,340. With regard to the completion schedule, Sorensen told the board the contractors are a little behind schedule but are doing great work. He said the water treatment plant was originally scheduled to be up and running by June 19th of this year. However, the startup date has been moved to June 24th, and the project will be completed by July the 15th. Sorensen said even after the completion, they'll still need to work the bugs out. The board did mention the contractor could face some liquidated penalties from damages, but they're unlikely to be charged by HMU. In other business, CEO Darrell Wenzel reported to the board on the new collective bargaining agreement. He said the contract was a fair outcome. The new contract had very minimal changes to it, including salary wages. Wenzel again mentioned the possibility of drought conditions at the water wells. Officials at HMU recently took a lot at three of the wells, look at three of the wells, and compared them to the drought of 2002. And Wenzel said that in 2002, well number two was down 26 feet. Currently, it's at 24 feet and 9 inches, so they're 1 foot, 1 inch above what they were in 2002. He said they're sitting pretty well at this time. Well number three was at 23 feet 2 inches, and it's currently at 22 feet, while the well number four, the water was at 23 feet and 6 inches, and currently the well is at 21.8 feet. No board action was taken, but Wenzel did say that HMU is monitoring the water well situation very closely. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Joanne Gravy, age 78 of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Joanne Gravy will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Norman Henriksen, age 86 of Atlantic, died February 21st at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Norman Henriksen will be held at 11 a.m. today at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Evelyn Olson, age 85 of Coon Rapids, died Thursday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Evelyn Olson will be held on Monday at 10:30, the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of the arrangements. Judith Faye Hansen, age 69 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Judith Hansen will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dewey Ohms, age 87 of Anita, died Friday at the Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Funeral services for Dewey Ohms will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita is in charge of the arrangements. And Megan McCarthy Johansson, age 29 of Omaha and formerly of Avoca, died February 28th, Thursday. Massive Christian burial service for Megan Johansson will be held next Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.